Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Adam, and here's what he's got to say. Hey Sandman, it's been interesting for me for a while that black men and white women have a divorce rate that's significantly higher than the average in the United States, while the divorce rate for white men and black women is a good amount lower than the average. Interracial marriage involving white women and other races of men also seem to be higher. I'm wondering if it's inherently something with white U.S. women that's an issue here. It would be interesting to study that in more depth, along with the white man slash black woman relationships, as well as other combinations. Well, Adam, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. White women in the United States are not the issue. Hypergamy is, and that's part of female nature. White women most likely see white males as having higher status, so they're more likely to monkey branch to someone else if they're dating a man with lower status. Our society sees black men as having lower status even though they might have higher IQ and be in better physical shape than men from other races. In a way, it's women that drive racism because they order men's value based on skin color when it comes to the sexual marketplace. Why do you think it's easier for white males to date in Latin America, Southeast Asia, and Japan? The perception is European men have higher status because of their race. It doesn't matter that a Japanese man might have higher IQ. All that matters is if the Japanese women find the guy attractive or not. That's one case where white privilege actually exists, because women make it real. Hypergamy is basically women's desire to monkey branch away from the male that they're with lower status to one with higher status. Women are the ones that are more likely to divorce men. If the man they can get to commit to them has higher perceived value than their current spouse, then they'll leave them as though they're trading up a car for a newer, better model. If she can't do better than you, then she won't leave you, but she will resent you. She doesn't want to lose the social and societal status that she gains from being with a man of higher value than she has. But if her status improves, then suddenly, you might be in trouble. For example, years ago, the YouTuber Turd Flinging Monkey found a woman that was fat and had a flesh-fold apron in front of her, and he thought that because of that, she wouldn't leave him. I also believe he helped her lose weight, and then she left him anyway. She no longer valued him enough to stay, but instead saw that her options had expanded and left him. It's all about the sexual marketplace value calculations that women make, and chasing the most attractive and high-status man that makes them tingle matters. And race ends up playing a huge part in that. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to women are predictable because they choose the best worst option they have when it comes to men, Clown World Show. If men were supercars, then every woman would want the best one to commit to them. I guess probably the equivalent of a McLaren or something like that. But most, if they're lucky, settle for a BMW equivalent. But they still want the best car, and they resent the fact that you're the best man they can get. So when a white man dates a black woman, usually it's more likely that he's way out of her league, even if he isn't due to race. If you're a white man that marries a black woman, your divorce risk goes down, because you have perceived higher sexual marketplace value status relative to your partner. It's pretty simple. The probability of abandonment and divorce is a lot lower if you're much higher status than she is. Why do you think that in the manosphere there's a lot of talk about white women having Africans with Tyrone? Because those women face a rude awakening once they end the relationship with Tyrone, and that their value goes way down once they have a kid with them. Most of them think they can go back to dating the way they used to before they had Tyrone's baby. These women convince themselves and try and convince you that they're the victim of cream pies and goodbyes. They might have been an 8 before, but now they're simply a 5. This also explains why so many simps are happy with women that have children and want to date them. They think they're lucky because they got a woman that was way out of their league before she had children, but they're just the beta buck's backup plan and probably the best man they can get now that they have baby Aiden by their side. The simps don't realize this and just think they got lucky or something. But a black woman that ends up with a white man, the pool of available and eligible attractive white men is tiny. Only 6.9% of white men in America marry black women as part of the interracial marriage statistics. The rest of that 100% married Hispanic at 46.1%, Asian at 26.9%, and other at 20.1%. What percentage of men are willing to marry a black woman? Probably a much smaller number. The harder that white husband is to get, the harder he is to replace by the black wife. And so therefore she's less likely to go anywhere. That's hypergamy for you. It's the same if you date a land whale or a trans woman if you're attractive male. You are not easily replaced by the person you choose to date. So they're more likely to stick it out with you and let you stick it in them. Also, I once knew a Jewish man that was married to a black woman from Jamaica. He was constantly being shamed by his community, and the pressure was so great that he eventually ended the marriage. Even while I was dating, I brought a Jamaican girl over to my house one time, in my early 20s, and my mother freaked out, and said she would kick me out if I ever dated a black woman. Any other race was fine according to her. You'd think that who you're dating or having a relationship with is not important to your friends and family as a man, but it is. So just imagine how important it is for a woman. The white women I knew that would date black men, their white female friends were constantly telling them that they could do a lot better, and that they should find somebody else. So besides hypergamy, it could also be female racist peer pressure. When it comes to black women dating and marrying white guys, black men in the manosphere were threatening their scarce swirling sisterhood supply. By showing how some black women would treat white men they were dating nicely, but the black men they dated before poorly. The swirling sisterhood went into damage control mode, thinking that black men were jealous that they were dating those white guys. They would defend their right to do so, but at the same time attack black men for dating white women. Adam, think of it this way. If you're a man that's a solid 7 or an 8 and you marry a 4 or a 5, according to society because of her looks or skin color, then what is the statistical probability that she's going to find someone better than your level that's interested in her, especially if she's overweight and somewhat frumpy looking? The prevalence of obesity in women in the black community means odds are she is. So if you have a black woman that's swirling with you, she's most likely going to stick to you like crazy glue. Yes, a lot of dating has to do with subconscious sexual attraction, but those aren't the only things that matter. The man's status and ability to socialize and fit in with her family and social circle matter as well. It's all part of her girl math equation. The one combination of interracial relationships that I'm still trying to understand is the black woman East Asian man one. The divorce rate in that group is the lowest for some reason. Maybe it has to do with the fact that Asian men make the most money in Western society. If anyone knows or has a theory, then please share it in the comment section below. The ideal situation if you want to gamble on marriage would be to date and marry way lower than your marketplace value. Then odds are she's not going anywhere. But why would any guy want to put himself willingly through the hell of marriages beyond me? Say you get together with a cute fat or obese chick, and you're a white, muscular, fit guy. What's the probability that she's going to leave you for another guy such as yourself? Not very likely. Unless she loses the weight, or you lose your job, hair, and looks. With regards to the high divorce rates between white women and black men, I don't know if it's accurate, but a lot of memes are constantly pointing out that black men tend to be more physically abusive to women. If there's some truth to that, then maybe that's one of the reasons that black women act so aggressive around some black men, but not aggressive around white guys that they date. Then again, as I mentioned earlier, it's probably a lot harder for them to find a high-quality Caucasian man. So it's possible that they just don't want to rock the boat and have him leave them. I don't know about you, but when I've dated women that I would consider higher status than me, they were a lot more verbally and emotionally abusive. The women that were lower in value were often humble or careful at first until they finally relaxed around me enough to do the same. Once they knew I was in love and committed to them, of course. Then the fangs came out. In the end, the secret to increasing the probability of staying married, if you have the misfortune to be in a marriage, is to be substantially worth more than your partner. The woman, of course, will resent the fact that you're the best that she can get, and be unhappy that she can't reach a higher branch. Dating outside your race with one that looks up to yours, if possible, will also increase the odds. But now I'm just babbling about. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Adam for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women will only let you smash them because they can't find someone better to smash them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the swirling sisterhood from trying to flag and take down this video away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.